Hare Krishna, dear Vaishnavis. Welcome to the all-merciful, mystical, and magic land of Vashana, playground of our Srimati Radhikarani. Damodara Priya, our very dear friend, has asked us to speak a few words on Braj Bhakti. Actually, this is a very, very deep and very, very extensive topic, and quite frankly, beyond my level of understanding and realization. However, I am confident that by the mercy of Vashana Ishwari and the mercy of meditating on the divinely soft lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, taking guidance from his teachings, that I will be able to share with you a little something that not only nourishes the heart, but also enlivens it. So, of course, the first question is, which Braj Bhakti do we want to discuss? The Braj Bhakti of the Brajavasis, of the Babajis, of the Balavas? Which Braj Bhakti do we want to discuss? It's very important that we clarify this question right now. I'll give you an example of why it's so important. Have you ever gone shopping not being sure what you need to buy? I have. And what is the result? You come home with so many things that you don't need, huh? But you don't have what you actually wanted. Very, very frustrating. So for the same reason, it's very, very important that we clarify which Braj Bhakti we want to discuss, which Braj Bhakti we actually want. So we are Prabhupada Anugas. We've dedicated our lives to the teachings and the process of Prabhupada. So I think it would make sense that we would want Prabhupada's Braj Bhakti. So what does that mean? Daily we chant Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nivishesha Sunyavari Pastichari Shacharani. So this gives us two clues. Prabhupada preaches the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Prabhupada is a servant of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his Gurudev. So in his final spoken address, which is translated into English by Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said something very, very interesting. I'll read it to you. I advise all to preach the teachings of Rup Raghunath, disciples of Lord Chaitanya, with all energy and resources. Our ultimate goal shall be to become the dust of the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath Goswamins. We shall not at any time show our slightest rejection of the seven-tongued Sankirtan movement. If we have undaunted faith in it, we shall then only achieve all perfections. You should all therefore preach with fearlessness and with utmost energy the message of Rupa and Raghunath under the guidance of the followers of Sri Rupa. So Srila Prabhupada, he takes this one step further. He tells us in his preface to Nectar of Instruction that this ISKCON, this Krishna consciousness movement, is conducted under the supervision of Srila Rupa Goswami. And there are very many clear indicators that Srila Prabhupada is a dedicated follower of Srila Rupa Goswami. He took shelter of Rupa Goswami at Radha Damodar Temple in Vrindavan when he was preparing himself to serve the mission of his Guru Maharaj. He did that in 1962. It's there at Radha Damodar, under the shelter of Rupa Goswami, that he translated the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And his preparatory years at Radha Damodar Temple were very intense and very internal. If you speak to, there's still quite a number of residents there who can tell you that during that time Prabhupada was very deeply absorbed, and it was not an unusual sight to see him sitting for hours at a time at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami at his samadhi and chanting. So these are very clear indicators. I also find it very significant that when Prabhupada returned to America with his disciples in 1972, he chose to lecture at the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami on Nectar of Devotion. And he was also very, very keen to keep his place of bhajan there. Very keen. He said a number of things that also give us a very clear insight about his relationship with Rupa Goswami. I'll read a couple of them to you. I lived very simply, content to be in Raghunath Goswami's presence. Now I have hundreds of temples to go to, but I still like it there best of all. Although I may be in a New York apartment, my consciousness is there, and this is as good as being there. Perhaps the strongest indicator of Srila Prabhupada's allegiance to Srila Rupa Goswami is his dedication to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and their mission. The pranam mantras of both these great souls clearly indicate that they were empowered and were very confidential followers of Rupa Goswami. Like them, Srila Prabhupada also wrote a commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita, a work which very clearly presents the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Rupa and Raghunath. So who is this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This particular Mahaprabhu, who is this Mahaprabhu? Let's hear what Srila Prabhupada has to say. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the combined form of Sri Radha and Krishna. He is the life of those devotees who strictly follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different than Radha Krishna, he is the worshipable Lord of the followers of Rupa Goswami. Prabhupada goes on to say, the loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Krishna himself. We are not talking about an avatar. We are talking about Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Nandanandana of Braj. And his appearance in this world is very, very rare. I want to try and explain how rare it is. This Mahaprabhu is not an ordinary Mahaprabhu. This Kali Yuga is not an ordinary Kali Yuga. So how rare is this appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Once again, let's see what Srila Prabhupada has to say. We know that there are four ages, yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali. These four together comprise one Divya Yuga. 71 Divya Yugas constitute one Manvantara. There are 14 Manvantaras in one day of Brahma. At the end of the Dwapara Yuga of the 28th Divya Yuga, Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Braj Dham. Then Lord Chaitanya appears in the Kali Yuga of the same Divya Yuga. Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya appear once in each day of Brahma, or once in 14 Manvantaras, each of 71 Divya Yugas in duration. Now that's quite an amazing amount of time. We're not used to this terminology. So Prabhupada in his mercy has given us it in numbers according to solar calculation. I don't even know how to say this. So I'm just going to hold it up and let you make of it what you will. But this is how many years elapse before Krishna appears in this one day of Brahma. It's quite a lot of years. So it is a very, very rare occurrence, this appearance of this particular Mahaprabhu. And even more inconceivable than this is how very, very special the Kali Yuga we are presently living in is. Let's hear what Krishna himself has to say about this one. At the end of the Dwapara Yuga of the 28th Divya Yuga, Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Braj Dham. Servitude, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love are the four transcendental mellows. Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Braj with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus: for a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions, but simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees of Braj Bhumi. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. Now, this is a very, very important point. That through the chanting of the holy name in Nam Sankirtan, we can realize the four mellows of Braj. This is special mercy of Mahaprabhu, this particular Mahaprabhu. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Braj. Thus thinking, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali, raising his arms, chanting the holy name, and looking upon all with deep love. He drives away all sins and floods everyone with love of Godhead. Let's just take a look at this particular Mahaprabhu. You like to... Very, very beautiful, very, very merciful form. So he's raising his arms, chanting the holy name, and looking upon all with deep love. And in this way, he drives away all sins and floods everyone with love of Godhead. Thus the Lord appeared with his devotees and tasted the nectar of prem with a congregational chanting of the holy name. Thus he spread kirtan even amongst the untouchables. He wove a wreath of the holy name and prem with which he garlanded the entire material world. My dear Vaishnavis, we are not living in Kali Yuga. For at least the next 10,000 years, we are living in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Braj Prem Yuga. And he has come not only to taste Braj Prem himself, but to give it to all of us as a gift. This is a very, very inconceivable and very, very rare mercy. So what exactly do we mean by Braj Prem? Braj Bhakti in particular. We often use this term, Braj Bhakti. But what does it mean? Best one to tell us is Prabhupada. So let's hear what he has to say. Srila Prabhupada kindly explains: of the four kinds of reciprocation of loving service, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, Madhurya is considered the fullest. But the conjugal relationship is further divided into two varieties, namely Swakya and Parakya. Swakiya is a relationship with Krishna as a formerly married husband, and Parakiya is a relationship with Krishna as a paramour. Swakiya and Parakiya, conjugal love of Godhead, have no existence in the material world. And Parakiya is not exhibited anywhere in Vaikuntha, but only in the portion of Golok Vrindavan known as Braj. So only in that portion of Golok called Braj does this rasa manifest. Some devotees think that Krishna is eternally the enjoyer in Golok Vrindavan, but only sometimes comes to the platform of Braj to enjoy Parakriya rasa. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, however, have explained that Krishna's pastimes in Braj are eternal, like his other activities in Golok Vrindavan. Krishna exhibited his Braj pastimes on the surface of this world, and similar pastimes are eternally exhibited in Braj and Golok Vrindavan, where Parakiya rasa is ever existent. A devotee who is attracted to serving Krishna in Braj, where the mood of Parakiya is prominent, is called a Braj Bhakta. And his mood and style of bhajan, his activities, that is called Braj Bhakti. Very deep topic. Okay, so what does this Braj Bhakti look like when it manifests in this world? The best way to enter into this understanding is to enter the world of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While the Lord was going to Mathura, he came across the river Jamuna several times. And as soon as he saw the river Jamuna, he would immediately jump in, falling unconscious in the water in the ecstasy of love of Krishna. When he approached Mathura and saw the city, he immediately fell to the ground and offered obeisances with great ecstatic love. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the city of Mathura, he took his bath at Vishramghat. He then visited the birthplace of Krishna and saw the deity named Keshavji. He offered his respectful obeisances to the deity. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, danced, and made loud vibrations, all the people were astonished to see his ecstatic love. One Brahmin fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then began to dance with him in ecstatic love. Both of them danced in ecstatic love and embraced one another. Raising their arms, they said, "Chant the holy names of Hari and Krishna. Chant the holy names of Hari and Krishna." All the people then began to chant, "Hari, Hari." And there was a great uproar. The priest in Lord Keshava's service offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a garland. And when the people saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and chanting, they were struck with wonder. And they all said, "Such transcendental love is never an ordinary thing. Simply by seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone is maddened with love of Krishna. Indeed, everyone is laughing, crying, dancing, chanting, and taking the holy name of Krishna. Certainly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in all respects the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Now he has come to Mathura to deliver everyone." This Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself tells us that the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions is found in the 11th canto, 2nd chapter, 40th verse. That verse reads, "When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring from outsiders." So this is the culture of Braj Bhakti. Very, very deep and very, very dynamic. To really enter into it, it's not an external thing. To really enter into it, we have to access the mind and heart of Rupa's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not a cheap thing. But it is possible by the mercy, once again, of Srila Prabhupada. So let's have a look at the mood and the emotions of a Braj Bhakta. This is an unlimited ocean of rasa. It's unlimited. And I'm offering you less than a drop. But even this drop will nourish and enliven your heart. So please listen with your heart, not with your ears. Please listen with your heart and with rapt attention. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to express his mind in this way. Where is the Lord of my heart who is playing his flute? What shall I do now? Where should I go to find the son of Nanda Maharaj? To whom should I speak? Who can understand my disappointment? Without the son of Nanda Maharaj, my heart is broken. For most people, the mind and the heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan. And since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I will gain that your full mercy. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. He turns to Ramananda Roy and Srip Damodar. My dear friends, I have not the slightest tinge of love of God within my heart. Actually, my love for Krishna is far, far away. Whatever I actually do is false. Even though I do not see the moon-like face of Krishna playing on his flute, and although there is no possibility of my meeting him, still I take care of my own body. That is the way of lust. Thus I maintain my fly-like life. From this little glimpse into the life of Mahaprabhu, we can understand that he was always feeling the separation from Krishna, even when he was in Nadia. And indeed, those under the shelter of the lotus feet, this is Prabhupada speaking, indeed, those under the shelter of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can clearly understand that his mode of worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna in separation is the real worship of the Lord. The real worship of Krishna is separation, this mode of separation. When the feelings of separation become very intense, one attains the stage of meeting Sri Krishna. So the next question is a very, very big one. What does this all mean for us? What does it mean for us right now? To help you answer this question, we're going to take a little reality check. There are three things that we do every day as devotees, little devotional activities. We take darshan of the deity, we take prasadam, we chant Hare Krishna. So what we're going to do now is we're going to have a look at the way a Braj Bhakta does these things and the way we are presently doing them. Now please don't get nervous or anxious. This is going to be a private, personal heart check. But please be honest with yourself. First qualification, if we want to advance towards the goal of Braj Prem, what's here? What do I have to deal with? Okay, so let's do this little reality check. First, we're going to look at taking darshan of the deities, the way that Mahaprabhu takes darshan of the deities. One day, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath, the gatekeeper at Singhadwara approached him and offered respectful obeisances. The Lord asked him, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna, my life and soul? Please show me my Krishna." Saying this, he caught the doorkeeper's hand. The doorkeeper replied, "The son of Nanda Maharaj is here. Please come along with me and I shall show you." Lord Chaitanya said to the doorman, "You are my friend. Please show me where the Lord of my heart is." "Just see," the doorman said. "Here is the best of personalities of Godhead. From here, you may see the Lord to the full satisfaction of your eyes." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed behind the huge column called the Garuda Stambha and looked upon Lord Jagannath. But as he looked upon Jagannath, he saw that he became Lord Krishna, playing a flute. He had a flute to his mouth. Okay, so let's take a moment and remember the last time we took darshan of the deities. Is there any comparison? At this point in time, is there any comparison? Let's move on. There is hope. Prabhupada's process is very powerful. We have to apply it. Let's move on. Chanting Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant, Govinda, lay down at the door of his room, and the Lord very loudly chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all night. What do we do at night? Do we chant Hare Krishna all night? Mahaprabhu, the personification of Braj Bhakti, he was chanting all night. Suddenly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the vibration of Krishna's flute. Then in ecstasy, he began to depart to see Lord Krishna. All three doors were fastened as usual, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, nevertheless got out of the room and left the house. He went to a cowshed on the southern side of the Sringadvara. There the Lord fell down unconscious among the cows from the district of Tailanga. All the cows around the Lord were sniffing his transcendental body. When the devotees came and tried to check them, they refused to give up their association with the transcendental body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees tried to rouse the Lord by various means, but his consciousness did not return. Therefore, they lifted him up and brought him back home. All the devotees began to chant the Hare Krishna mantra very loudly, and after considerable time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regained consciousness. How was your last japa session? Bit of an eye-opener when we hear the way Braj Bhakta chants. Let's move on to prasad. It's a favorite topic. The servants of Lord Jagannath first garlanded Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then offered him Lord Jagannath's prasad. The prasad was so nice that its aroma alone, to say nothing of its taste, would drive the mind mad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted a portion of the prasad. Govinda took the rest and bound it in the end of his wrapper. To Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the prasad tasted millions upon millions of times better than nectar, and thus he was fully satisfied. The hair all over his body stood on end, and incessant tears flowed from his beautiful eyes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered, where has such a taste in this prasad come from? Certainly it is due to its having been touched by the nectar of Krishna's lips. Understanding this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt an emotion of ecstatic love for Krishna. But upon seeing the servants of Lord Jagannath, he restrained himself. How do we honor prasad? This is not my favorite sabji. I would have preferred pasta. Pizza would even be better. What is our mood in taking prasad? Do we remember that it's been touched by the lips of Krishna and then by the lips of Radha and her associates? Actually, this little reality check is quite an eye-opener for me to understand, okay, Braj Bhakti is not such a cheap thing. We may talk about it a lot, but actually to enter this mood, not a cheap thing. I'd like to, at this point, I remembered when I was preparing for this little seminar, a beautiful prayer by Rupa Goswami from Pajavali. Very beautiful prayer. And it deals with the three things we've just spoken about. Again, I really want you to listen to this with your heart. If you take it into your heart, it will be transformational. So please, try and hear with your heart. O Krishna, I pray that the remnants of your food may become as palatable to me as a young woman's lips are to her beloved. that the narration of your pastimes may become as sweet to my ears as the words of a young girl are to her beloved. That the sight of your transcendental form may become as pleasing to my eyes as the beauty of a young bride to her husband. And that I may always chant your holy name with the same eagerness that a lover reads aloud a letter from his long-separated lover. So it gives you a sense of intensity, and we are a long way beyond affection. This is a very deep, heartfelt, loving relationship that we're talking about here. It's a very beautiful prayer. So Mahaprabhu has come in this age, this particular Kali Yuga, to distribute Braj Bhakti indiscriminately. I don't know about you, but I haven't received it. Not one drop of it. So what do I do about that? What do we do about that? Gore willing, I could take us all to a place, a very special space, where Braj Bhakti would be happy to share her treasures with us. Would you like to go there? Would you like to go to that place? Okay. That means we'll have to meet again to work on our vaccinations, our residential permits. We need this qualification for entrance. It'll be a little austere. Are you happy to do that? Not a big price to pay. Okay. So we'll need these things. Damara Priya. We'll need to meet again to do this. Can you organize that? Okay, we'll meet again soon. Sort out our residential permits, have our vaccinations, and we'll be closer to entering the world of Braj. Hare Krishna.